Thank you very much. Okay, folks, I want to introduce K7ATN, Antian. He invited me in, and I finally got Zoom installed on my computer, and I was a part of a fantastic Zoom meeting on Parks and Summits, but Antian has agreed to come on the net this evening, and hopefully there are a few other members that were on that Zoom meeting to have some input. But at this time, I'm going to turn the microphone over to K7ATN. Antian, would you please enlighten us and maybe give us what we're missing? Sir?
Not much there, Glenn, not much. This is Kilo 7 Alpha Tango November. The handle is pronounced like the call sign suffix ATN. It's not spelled that way, but that's okay. It's a nickname I've enjoyed for many years. I'm the association manager for Summits on the Air in Oregon, and I think Alex's plan for combining a Summits on the Air activation at Bald Peak and a put activation at Shampooey sounds like a lot of fun. I don't think I can join it in person, but I may help Chase. So what I want to talk today about, maybe 10 or 15 minutes we have time for questions, some quick summary of Summits on the Air. It's just actually now 20 years old, started in England, and the idea is to combine hiking and ham radio. It's a parallel activity of Parks on the Air. But Parks on the Air, you don't have to hike anyplace. You can operate from your car. Summits on the Air, they want you to move some distance away from your vehicle. The rules don't specify how far. Just to make sure that it is a hiking kind of activity and not a car activity. Also, as was mentioned, battery power, not plugged into the vehicle. No antennas on the vehicle used. One idea that I thought of, I probably have a few more, Alex, for you. The canopies might be a great idea. We don't know what the weather's going to be like. And one of the things that's great about Summits on the Air for people who don't have a big station at home, except for maybe like I do, a 2-meter mobile rig here, is the shack is in my pack. I hike with it, and that's how I do things on the air. It's really by carrying my radio someplace. And it's been great to explore new places. There are about 2,000 summits in Oregon that are qualified for Summits on the Air, and about 2,700 in Washington. So there's lots of opportunities out there for doing a Summits on the Air activation. Some simple and easy, like Bald Peak, and some of them like this last Sunday. Is that right? Someone did Mount Hood. It's a video on YouTube, N7KLM. You can see his experience, and I'll let this reset. Things that differentiates POTA and SOTAs. SOTA actually has a the element of cooperation between activators and chasers. Both of them log their contacts. The SOTA watch actually tells chasers where to find you, and they want the points for working you, and you want the points for working for them. So that kind of codependency is actually a really fun aspect of Summits on the Air. It's one of the things that Tim, N7KLM, mentioned. He had his buddy up there on the summit of Mount Hood saying, how do you know all these people? And Tim said, I've never met them, but it's actually okay. I recognize their voices. I know their call signs and other names, and actually we're friends just that way, like you are here on the Outdoor Net. Around the Portland, Vancouver area, just by leaving a radio on 146.58, kind of where the SOTA folks hang out, you may have a chance to chase people doing SOTA, learn where they are, hear how you can hear them well or not well, and participate even that way from the kitchen table. One of the things that's portable is actually a special definition here for Summits on the Air. As we mentioned, you had to carry your equipment some distance away from the vehicle, and it'd be battery powered. So it's a little bit different than some other ideas of portable. One of the things I'd encourage everyone to do to make sure that they're if they're playing the radio sport right, is to look at the Soda General rules. You could probably do a Google search and turn those up. I'm not going to give out URL on the air here. It's a little hard. But except for one example I will give is a soda mapping utility done by a guy in Switzerland. It's SOTL.AS. It's the Soda Atlas. It's a brilliant way to look at summits all over the world to see where they are. It's got great maps, topo lines, and you can do all sorts of fun planning about what's possible and what's not using a tool like that. One of the things that won't be on that tool that you need to take advantage of is to recognize that not all summits are accessible. All summits in Indian reservations, all summits in the Bull Run watershed, summits that might have a military, summits that are privately owned, are essentially off limits to summits on the air. So that full list of 2,000 isn't available to all of us. Remember, after you've done a dozen, they still have 1,900 some left to go. Break, if people have questions, feel free to bring them on. I think I'm using my time wisely. As I mentioned, there's a list of soda summits. Not everything that seems high enough actually is a soda summit because their independence from other summits is a requirement. Independence needs to be 150 meters a minimum. For example, you might think of how many summits there are on the Oregon side of the Columbia River Gorge, but actually there's only a couple qualified soda summits there, like Mount Defiance and Larch Mountain, because there's no big variation of, let's say, 150 meters or more, except for those couple summits, even though that whole ridge is at 4,000 feet. I'd like to encourage you that think about, you know, there are many bald peaks, there are many green mountains, there are many wildcat mountains. Make sure you're on the actual right summit coordinates, and actually, therefore, using the Soda Atlas with a map, but make sure you actually get them the right one. People have activated summits or thought they were when they're not actually on a Soda summit at all. A GPS, a handheld GPS, or your phone can go a long way to tell you exactly where you are. In terms of the number of contacts required for activation points, it's 4 for summits on the air and 10 for parks on the air. And they need to be made not on different bands, but with different stations. So 4 QSOs. And it's actually not been hard in the Portland metro area to do it on 2-meter FM. One of the fun things that you guys might do, you're going to have a bunch of different people, I hope, with different radios and antennas, and you may be able to do some A-B comparisons about how some radios hear or don't, how some antennas are better than others or not. What you can hear, what you can't hear, could be really instructive in a group setting like you're planning for Bald Peak. The other thing about HF in one of my notes for you, Alex, is to consider that since you'll have maybe a few people who only have tech privileges, to make sure and be able to work 10-meter sideband from 28.3 to 28.5 for them. If you're able to put up a spot on SodaWatch, the chances will come to find you, and it may be the first opportunity for some technicians to work sideband to work HF. That could be a blast for them. And along with logging your contacts, I don't know what the weather would be like, but I started using waterproof logbooks a long time ago, waterproof paper, and if you have anything like that, that could go a long way to successfully read your logbook later on. K7ATN. It's not very obvious because we do it all the time, for example, at field day and such, is we might operate under someone else's privileges. And, you know, that's perfectly cool in almost every circumstance. However, if you take a look at the Soda General Rules, it's buried in there, not easy to find, that everyone needs to accumulate their soda activations and chasing under their own privileges. So just because you could chase someone on 40-meter sideband as a tech, if you were doing that for field day, not logable for summits on the air. Just a question there?
somebody that's a tech operating under my general license, can I log that contact on my contact sheet?
No, this work needs to be your own. That's the way it was conceived, is that it's your work on the air that you're doing under any call sign you want, but that's, you know, you can use a different call sign, but they can't use your call sign and get it logged. I guess the exception to that, nope, you know what? I think it actually is okay. I've actually had people who weren't hams, because they can operate under my privileges. Yeah, you can actually do that if you want it, although I encourage everyone to do their own. How about that?
Yeah, the question I have is that those folks are techs. If they're operating under my station, I'm the operator in control. Can they still make their own contacts? Under my call sign. Roger, roger.
No, they cannot log them, but you could log their work. How about that?
There we go. That's what I needed to know. So they can, their contacts, apply to my list. Thank you very much.
But I would like everyone to actually do their own work under their own call sign and log it, and it should be no problem actually getting contacts on. You know, you'd have a chance to make contacts on 2-meter sideband, perhaps, which is unusual with a group like that. You could try it. Certainly 2-meter FM would not be difficult. And like I said, for a tech to be able to use the 6-meter sideband calling frequency, who knows what they'll come up with, or 10 meters. There's lots of great opportunities from someone like Bald Peak or from Shampooey to have some fun under their own privileges and log them that way.
Roger, I was just thinking about a tech license jumping on a great big HF rig and reaching out there on 80 meters and, you know, being able to log some contacts. I know my very first field day was filled with just amazing contacts. So that's all I was wondering. Thank you very much, sir. WA7FSH. Go ahead, sir.
Question?
K7 ATN, Etienne, I thank you very much. I'll keep it real brief. That's all good information. I'm a recent tech, and I'm also getting close to being comprehensible on code. However, I don't have a mobile setup or a key to take to this. However, I do have some 2-meter equipment. Would that be simplex or duplex?
Question, yeah. Like any contest, POTA and SOTA are all simplex only. Repeater contacts are just too easy, not a challenge at all. And the repeater operators would get really bummed out if people were using them that way. So, yeah, all simplex all the time. And someone mentioned a Zygu G90. You know, I'd actually love to hear people's experience with it, but that'd be a great radio to throw just a single wire up in a tree, push the tune button, and work people on 28350. See if anybody will come back to you from across the country if you only have a tech license at this time. But people usually migrate from a QRO radio carrying up a FT991, for example, and a 12-amp-hour battery, to an 817 where they have a 3-amp-hour battery, to an MTR where they're actually running it off a 9-volt battery at 1.5 watts. That progression I've seen again and again. So, you know, to start with a QRP kind of radio, the Elecraft, if you can swing it, the MTR series. And the Zygu, actually, the G90 is in a cool place between QRP and QRO with its 20 watts, but still having the internal tuner. K7 ATN.
appreciate that information. That's a wealth of good information, especially for a new operator with a lot of prior military experience. So I just got a little catching up to do. K7 ATM, this is KK7 DAM. Thank you, sir.
Anybody who wants to log their own contacts on the last few minutes here, I'd encourage you to go ahead and register at www.soda.org.uk. So you can actually then get to the SOTA database and upload your contacts. There's a manual way to do it, or you can upload a CSV file. The other thing you might consider is to register at www.pnwsoda.org. That's the local resource, and in fact, you know, to look at trip reports, experience, what summits are private property you can't get to, which ones are public and easy trail. There's a bunch of great trip reports, and those are also available linked through the SOTA Atlas that I mentioned earlier. The SOTA General Rules you can also find at soda.org.uk, something good to look at. And, you know, I have had a great time with Summits on the Air. You know, it's too noisy here in town for me to do anything on HF, but nice and quiet on Summits. And I've gone places I never would have thought going before. When I hiked, I just went to the same place again and again. But since you only get points for a summit once a year, I started looking around, and there's a lot of them out there. I've activated a bit more than 10% of Oregon's 2,000 summits. So I've activated 200 of Oregon summits, and that's a long ways to go with 1,800 of them left. I think maybe a few more questions, and I'll let Glenn wrap things up. This is K7ATN.
Roger, Roger. Listen, we got like 5 minutes left, and we haven't even covered anything yet. We're scraping bare bones here. We're gonna need to carry this on next week. K7 ATN. If you could send some of those websites in an email to WA7FSH@theoutdoorsnet.net. Everybody would be available to read those. Holy cow. Do you think we could con you in to peer pressure prevail to come back next week? Roger, Roger.
It could be. I think especially if everyone ponders what this might mean for them, if that's something that they want to do. You don't have to do it every weekend. I mean, some people just do it once or twice a year, and that's plenty of fun for some people. Or they always do this one hike every summer, and they can take a handy talkie along, work four or five people, and put it in their login. That's plenty for them. And then there's people like me. I could come back. We'll be in touch about it. How about that?
It'd be fantastic. I just want everybody, and like you said, everybody with a handheld is eligible to play. And I love that idea. This is the Outdoors Net. This is WA7FSH. And if it gets you off the couch, maybe it doesn't. Maybe you're a chaser. I have several group members here that don't get out much. But, boy, they could sit there in the ham shack and chase us and give us contacts. Roger, Roger.